Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. Hi, Stroker Boys. Last day of July. It's time for Mandy's News. Summer's cranking up. I'm hot. I'm horny. And I'm ready to make your cocks hot and horny, too. But you already knew that, didn't you? Okay. Business first. My phone number. 1-877-732-6360. I do have the hot summer special running, $20 for 20 minutes of hot fun with me, so you can take your time and I can work you up and make you addicted to me. Then, of course, there's Mandy's News. I've had lots of hot calls this summer, probably more than I've put on the blog, and I do apologize to those of you who want yourselves posted. Now, here's the thing, guys. If you want to be on my blog, you have to tell me, because I'm a little bit summered out here. You know, the beach, the biking, the running, the parties, the clam bakes. It's hard for me to keep track, and I do like to put your blog posts up. They do get me excited, just like I hope they make you excited. I want your cocks to throb when you read my blog posts. I want it to be a little interim thing that you can do while you're waiting to talk to me. I have 60 or 70 or 80 hours of audios on this blog. Some of them are 20 minutes long and longer. You have to dig into the old posts on this blog just because it might not be on the front page. If you sit here and pay attention, you will find them. I have guys that spend a weekend jerking off to my blog. I love that. Okay, so that's one thing. What else do I have to let you know about? Strokerland. Do a call and get the password to my member site. There are quite a few things on there that is nowhere else to be found. And of course, my website, www.strokesforme.com. I've got one section devoted to humiliation that's, I believe, 70 pages long. I've got 40 stories that I wrote, among all the other interesting things on there. And of course, there's always my wish list. Would you like to go shopping with me? We can go shopping online also. I like that. But you can send me something off my wish list. And then there's always the Amazon gift card, which makes me extremely happy. And if you make Miss Mandy happy, Miss Mandy's going to make you even happier, because it's all about me. The first of my stroker boys that I want to talk about is Stroker Boy Slave in South Dakota. You know, it was my birthday 2 weeks ago. I was on a real roll here before I got taken out for a surprise birthday party. But Slave in South Dakota sent me a gorgeous birthday card with something in it for Miss Mandy. He knows how to treat me. He's quite a gentleman. Let me tell you, he is a gentleman, and he is fabulous. He serves me. I own and control him. He has clothespins and toys and panties, and I love having him serve me, and he's going to serve me soon. And thank you for that lovely present. Mwah. And Stroker Boy in Canada, Peter, we're planning on doing a session tonight. In fact, it's Friday. I have him in chastity. He wears ribbons instead of a chastity belt, which he's saving up for. I do not let him come. He is a chronic masturbator, but no more. Now he knows he is not to touch, and I have been controlling him. And he is very happy for it. So we will be talking later. And I did a session yesterday, I believe, with my stroker in Pennsylvania. And you can look back on the blog. You can type that into the advanced search and pull up a lot of hot guided masturbation audios for him. He likes nipple torture, role play, bondage. Dr. Val and I and him have done a lot of hot sessions. He is quite the stroker boy. Now, Love Muffin, he is a little dick loser. He is quite the slut. And I have been degrading him and humiliating him. And he craves more. He dresses up and sends me photos of his useless little dick. He just had a birthday. Happy birthday, Muffin Boy. We'll do a session real soon, and I'll put up a bigger blog post about him. I have a new stroker boy that we did some very, very intense guided masturbation. It lasted for about an hour. I had him to the edge, and he was begging me to keep him going. And when I would take his hand away. So we did that for an hour. Can you imagine the excruciating torture? When he came like crazy. And Sissy Michelle. She, of course, has been calling me as well. She has quite the little clitty. She was wearing black stockings with roses and a garter belt when she phoned me, and a gray skirt. She had on cocksucker red lipstick. And she loves wearing panties. They make her feel slutty. Sometimes they're real tight, so she says it's like a chastity belt. I like spanking her clitty. Sometimes I spank it so hard, I make her little clitty come. Sissy Michelle is addicted to Miss Mandy. She is my whore. I make her jiggle her 38 double D's for me. You slut. I make her suck big cock for me. I make her shoot her load in her face for me. Right, Sissy Michelle? Oh, spank it, sissy girl. And then, of course, there's panty liquor in Georgia. We went shopping, and I had him get blue panties. He had on a pair and a dildo and a cock ring and some lube, and there was no coming for him. I put on his cock ring, and there was still no coming, and gave him some dildo training. He sucked on the head, lubed up the dildo, used it on his pussy, and seems like this was going to be a lot of stroking with panties, rocking on the dildo on the bed. He loved it. Now those panties feel good, don't they? Well, there's no coming for you, panty licker. And Pantywuss, he's back in town. Pantywuss, he was wearing panties for me and all of my girlfriends. I had him model them. I put lipstick on him. He walked around the room in a nightie. I had my girlfriends put their strap-ons on, and he masturbated for us, and then I bent him over, and they used their strap-ons, and then he jerked off for us. I gave him guided masturbation in front of the crowd. Oh, I used my strap-on on his pussy and made him come for all of us to see. Piggy loser. Little dick humiliation. Humiliation? What kind? Well, he wrote a cute little blurb here about how, oh, he went to get his or her hair done in the beauty parlor, and next thing you know, The girl saw his little clitty get hard, and she was grossed out, looked at it, and went, "Ooh!" He went out to his truck, stroked, and then licked it all up. Then he writes and tells me about it. Confess some more, piggy loser. And, of course, there's my slave in the UK who I own and control. We've done some edging. He knows that he has to call me because I have some information. Isn't that right, stroker boy? Isn't it? Well, we know who's going to be calling Miss Mandy real soon, don't we? Want me to take you to the edge, stroker boy? Who owns you? Who controls you? Who has that info? Me! So all you strokers out there, like I said, if I left you off Mandy News, email me. Email me a little story. I'll put it up on my blog or on my website. In the meanwhile, get those cocks out. It's summer. You know, testosterone builds up in the summer and explodes even harder when it's hot out. I know myself, I'm so horny, I've been having a lot of hot sex myself. Would you like to hear about it? Would you like to hear about some of my cuckold little episodes? Well, you know where I'm at. 1-877-732-6360. I will be here today and tonight for sure, and get on that phone and call me. You are going to be addicted to me. Miss Mandy. Mwah! And get those cocks out.